everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 8. It was the mid-season premiere. We just finished watching. This is our instant cast, and it will be quite short because I don't think either of us have too much to say, really. Gary, what do you think of the episode?
I thought it was a decent episode. Very interesting. See, they found another Mecca. So we're going to see how this turns out.
Right.
You know, this was a strong, strong, strong Nick episode. I mean, this guy refused to die.
Right. If we are going to, my first thoughts, just real quickly, is I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. I thought it would come back with a bang. Like, the fear is kind of like that boyfriend that a girl keeps forgiving. He says he's going to do better, and then you forgive him. He says he's going to do better, you forgive him. And every time you take him back, you regret it because he never gets better. And that's how I feel like fear is. Like, what? You know, I was looking forward, like, the trailers. I was like, okay, they're coming back. They've had some time to work things out. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it just didn't have me on my edge of my seat. You know, I'm looking at my watch and stuff and seeing, is it almost 10?
Right. Although I said it was a decent episode, you're right. It didn't have me on the edge of my seat. The parts that I guess was supposed to be like the odd moments where you're supposed to jump and shake you, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. I mean, there were some tense moments where I'm like, ooh, you know, what's going to happen? But at the same time, I'm like, I know they're not going to kill Nick. They're not going to do that. Nick, I mean, I'm surprised if Daniel's really dead because that was like one of their strongest characters.
Right.
But you never know. But, I mean, there were some parts where, I mean, you know, there were some parts where I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen, you know? Especially when those guys came the second time around when he's walking in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then one of them noticed him. And I'm thinking, who the fuck cares? Like, walk away. Like, I don't even get that dead.
I don't get how you notice him.
Well, yeah, I don't get how you know. Like, what are you doing, staring at these zombies trying to recognize one of them?
And you only seen him for like a brief second.
Right.
The first time.
How do you recognize? Yeah, you're calling bullshit on that.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on it.
All right. We can go even further when we do our full recap. But yeah. I mean, I call bullshit on a few things in that scene. But at the same time, I did enjoy that scene.
I enjoyed the scene. I did. I was wondering why he didn't just go. Like, after he dropped the bullets.
Yeah, that's where I call a lot of bullshit. Now. There's two of them. Like, why two of y'all? How the first one get bit and the second one's still there? You're 5 feet behind him. How do you get bit, too? So, that's a whole other story. I can't wait to see the rest of the cast.
Right.
Although this was, like, a Nick episode, I kind of think of last season in season 6 of The Walking Dead. They did a Morgan episode.
Yeah.
And I remember hating. Did we even do an instant cast for that episode? I don't think we did.
I don't think so, but I like the episode.
Okay, I remember hating the episode, but I don't know if this one seems better because it was more than just. I think Morgan only had him and then the other guy, Eastman. Whereas this one was Nick, but you ran into a lot of different people.
Right, a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah, we had a lot of flashbacks, and they had the gangs, and then they had the people that found him. So. I mean, overall, it was not bad. It was not bad. It was just not. I'm just waiting for them to come correct. Like, how are they able to do it in The Walking Dead and they can't do it on Fear? And sometimes you can capture that moment, and sometimes it's the people, sometimes it's the right time, and it's just not. It's not happening yet here.
So what you're saying is you're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it, and I didn't get a chance to listen to how our recaps and stuff recently on how we felt, but if I can remember correctly. I wasn't feeling the first half of this season either. And I want to feel it. I mean, I like to enjoy this show, and it's not the worst, but at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till next week. No, I'm fine. I'll wait until next week.
But we got to see the many stages of Nick. We get to see, well, we don't see what made Nick.
Yeah, because he was already that way.
Yeah, he was already in rehab when he started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, it sounded like his dad may have had a big part in why he chose to use drugs. I mean, I'm not trying to blame the dad, but maybe the dad has his own addictions. And we knew from season 1 that the dad had died, and I think we knew somewhat the case how, but here they were clear that it was a car accident.
Yeah.
Now, whether it was his fault, like, was he on drugs or something?
Intoxicated?
I got to check that part out again. But, you know, seeing Nick was hurt, and he clearly wasn't able to get closure or be able to forgive his father or maybe tell his father how he felt about him before he died. And I think that's always that part of, I'm not going to say it's always going to haunt him, but it's going to definitely affect him.
It is. You see it affected him this long.
Right. He's still, I don't know if flashbacks are supposed to be stuff that the characters are thinking of or just stuff that they think they want us to see in order for us to know what brought them to the person they are today.
I think they wanted us to see how the characters were feeling at the moment. I think the characters were feeling like this.
Okay, this was what he was thinking about.
Like at the end when it started raining on him.
Right.
And he just had a little flashback. I think he was having a flashback.
Okay. All right, well, if they utilize those flashbacks very well, because Walking Dead, that's something they don't do hardly ever, is flashbacks.
Yeah, but it's a treat when we get them.
Yeah, but I like flashbacks, so we'll see if this might be the thing that helps the fear of the Walking Dead, you know, come up to par. But, you know, we'll be back for our full recap. Nothing here too exciting as far as our instant cast, but we did want to just go ahead and throw that out there because we did say we were going to do one. So it'd be nice if it was a little more exciting and more, you know, I usually on a Walking Dead or even Game of Thrones instant cast, we can talk for 20-30 minutes. And I'm finding it hard to say anything else about this show at this point, you know?
Yeah, but that's really not fair.
Why?
Last season of The Walking Dead, it's not like they had like the epic first episode.
Walking Dead? Fear? Okay, Walking Fear. Dead. I mean, Walking Dead.
Wasn't Walking Dead the first episode was the black and white one?
Oh, yeah. That was an okay episode. Yeah, but people did complain. You're right. You got a good memory.
But yeah, I'm just saying that.
And then the mid-season
slow episode
was when Jesse and her son got killed.
Right. And we waited to the end to see that.
Yeah. All right.
So it's not like The Walking Dead just hit you every time.
That's definitely true.
This was a pretty decent episode. I know I keep saying that. I wouldn't say it was amazing.
Yeah.
But this was a decent episode. We got to see a lot. We got to understand Nick better. I wish they would have shown like his first time doing it or something. Like, you know, what was his mindset?
Oh, him doing the drugs.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I did like how they ended that last flashback, I believe, was showing, like, it was nice seeing how they were, like, kind of in bed. Well, you think they're in bed together, him and the girlfriend, and you're like, oh, like, romantic. And then she gets up, and there's, like, you know, graffiti everywhere, and there's sleeping bags, and then she gets the drugs, and I'm like, it was romantic for a good 5 seconds. I did like that flashback.
Yeah, I think that was the beginning of the first episode.
Yes, so it's kind of sad because now you know how close her and Nick were and who she was to Nick. Like when the episode came on, she was already a walker about to attack Nick. So, all right. Well, that about does it. We should be back. We'll record our full recap probably Tuesday night. So it'll come out Wednesday. If you want to give your feedback and let us know what you thought of the episode, email us dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.